on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Tuesday, and it is July 3rd. Everybody is getting geared up for the 4th of July. What in the world are you doing? He is all over the place this morning. But you know what? This morning, I really wanted to talk about D.C., the race, because yesterday we were excited about the runoff between Jeneba Tarmo and Allison Felix. And yesterday we kind of followed it all day after the show. And so we read the press clippings that her public relations persons put out that said that she had not had a piece about running in the race. And if you remember, I don't know if you followed the Olympic trials, but it's so interesting. And let me just read part of the article. It said the unprecedented Olympic team runoff between Allison Felix and Jeneba Tarmo is off. Tarmo withdrew from the scheduled two-woman race hours before it was to be aired live last night in primetime during NBC's coverage of the Olympic trials. Now, this is what happened. The women tied. They tied with, identical times. If you saw the race, it was literally a photo finish and you really couldn't see who was the winner. But at that time, they announced that Jeneba Tarmo was the winner. But then they went back and they said, well, no, no, no. Well, ESPN reported Tarmo wanted to concede her spot on Sunday, but was told to sleep on that decision by the USA track and field officials. And so they're saying, DC, that the United States Track and Field Association was really incompetent, and this is what led to the controversial process. Her agent said that she would not run, and this was yesterday afternoon. And so a lot of people are criticizing Tarmo for not running. They are saying, well, is she afraid to rerun the race? You know, this is not indicative of an Olympian. This is not what they do. They're saying that she will not be remembered in history. And then they pointed to some other people that had some shortcomings in the Olympic trials. And I think it's really tough to be so critical of her, because it's important to note, I don't know if people really follow sports or follow the Olympic trials, but Jeneba and Allison are friends and they train together. And so, you know, it was tough. And when I read what her agent had put out and her publicist had put out, I thought, how altruistic of her, how selfless of her is that to just say, you know what, not going to do it. I'm not going to run. And then it was crazy because they didn't know whether to do a runoff. They didn't know whether to have a coin toss. And so the United States track and field officials were just so unprepared for this that it was just unfathomable that they really dropped the ball on this event. And so I'm just wondering, I don't know, what's your thoughts on it, DC? I'm wondering how that's going to affect Allison, you know, all the controversy. What are you thinking about it?
Oh, no. like the Olympic folks. I don't know what to think about that.
I know. It's tough, huh?
It's unprecedented.
I guess everybody was really...
You know, you want to make the right decision.
Right. And I guess everybody was in that quandary moment. I don't know. But, you know, on one side of the coin, no pun intended, you know, it seems like Jeneba is really going to be cheated because she's not going to be able to go to the Olympics. And she stepped aside. And so now her dreams are dashed. But everybody is saying, well, it just wasn't in the Olympic spirit not to have the runoff. And a lot of people were saying maybe she was just fearful. But go ahead.
Well, maybe we'll see what she says when it's all said and done. Of course, you know, everybody will want to know why she did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a lot of talk about it. But I think it's something honorable to be said about her just mm-hmm. yielding and saying, okay, let her go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's.
And what could be, what seems like decrease could actually be increase in the end. And you know what? This is what I felt when I read the article. I said, sometimes when you are not from a spiritual or Christian background and you hear someone say, I don't have a piece about a thing, you really can't get that. And so I take her at her word. She said she didn't have a piece about it. She didn't do it. And you know what? I believe that she's connected to a higher source than any of the U.S. Olympic officials or any of the pundits and the Monday morning quarterbacks could ever know. So I say to you this morning, Jeneba Tarbo, hats off to you. And may God bless you with all the greatness that he has promised. And so we don't know what people are thinking and what's going on in their head. But, you know, I just thought it's really interesting. And we wish the Olympic team all the best. Changing subjects, however, the heat is really what's happening throughout the country. And when I say heat, I mean the temperatures that are increasing dangerously every single day. And that's what we're going to be talking about on Point this morning. So we want you to stay with us. We're going to be talking about how to protect yourself from the heat, how to know when you have had too much heat, and just how to make sure that you're staying cool, keeping kids cool, and keeping yourself and your children and even our seniors from having some catastrophic problems in this heat. As we were driving in this morning, it looked a little bit overcast, so maybe we'll get a little bit of rain, but the heat is literally wreaking havoc across the country. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some safety measures that we all need to consider as the temperatures continue to rise. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSale with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you every single morning to make sure you're on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. It's so important to make sure that you've got your 401k on point, to make sure that you're getting ready for retirement, to make sure that you're saving for kids' college funds, and all of the things that happen during a lifetime. Carol Kinder is where we want you to start. Here's the number. It's 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are there. And we needn't remind you, especially what's happening throughout the country, about the storms of life. They are coming. And we want to make sure that your insurance is on point. Here's the number for Rosa and her team. It's 318-487-1881. This morning, we want to welcome back to the OPT Network Dr. Demetria Senegal. She is an incredible doctor and one that is always on point. Dr. Senegal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you this morning talking about the heat. But before we get to the heat, Dr. Senegal and I were talking during the break, and she said, like probably many of you, I didn't know all the controversy was going on over the 100-meter Olympic race. And we were talking about it, and you were saying what about it? Because you had an interesting perspective about.
I was saying that, you know, God appoints you at a certain time to walk into what he has you to walk into, and what he has for you, he has for you. And
mm-hmm.
It's not in a particular time. It's at his appointed time. And this young lady saying she didn't have a piece, it doesn't make sense to the world, but she may not be walking in the world. She's a Christian. And being a Christian, you know when God is telling you
mm-hmm.
no. And maybe in her, when she saw this mm-hmm. score and she saw what was going to happen, God told her, no, it's not your time yet.
Mm-hmm.
Back off.
And when you said that, Dr. Senegal, everything within my weaved hair stood up because you're right on point. And I want to say to women this morning, this is girl power at its best. Mm-hmm. Two women, two African-American women that have come together. We don't know what the conversation surrounding it is, but she's saying, okay, I heard from God or from the universe that it is not my time. I'm going to step aside. The world cannot even receive that.
No.
They can't even begin to get there.
Exactly.
They want the ratings from the race, and believe you me, we were locked in to watch the race as well.
Right.
And as I was saying that, and we went to break, and I said, what if something catastrophic was going to happen if she would have run last
right.
night, like she would have broken her leg or she would have done some damage to herself. But
right.
see, we as women, this is an incredible lesson for all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it seems like someone has unfairly gotten in your place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for you to step
yeah.
back. And you know what? Quite frankly, I cannot wait to talk to Geneba, because I want to hear what her story is, and I want to hear the deeper reason. DC said we're getting it in the mix. Thank you for that. We will be getting that in the mix, because women, don't you agree, Dr. Senegal, that women need this message?
Yes, we do. We definitely need that message. And, I mean, another thing to bring to point, too, is the media likes to glorify a lot of the negative stereotypes of athletes. And in particular, unfortunately, African-American athletes. I mean, this young lady had her reasons. And I think a lot of it was a spiritual thing. And, you know, she shouldn't be criticized
mm-hmm.
for that. Because, you know, God speaks to each and every one of us
mm-hmm.
on an individual basis. And, you know, like you said, maybe he was saying, no, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And had she defied him, maybe this was a test for her.
Mm-hmm.
Had she defied him, she may
mm-hmm.
have pulled a muscle, ripped a tendon,
mm-hmm.
done something to injure herself that would have jeopardized
mm-hmm.
her standing in the next 4 years so that she would not be able to
mm-hmm.
compete.
And you know what? As you were saying that, and I'm getting chills all over, because this is what the word says. It says obedience
That's right.
is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
See, if you're obedient,
mm-hmm.
and this is what, and God knows we had not intended to talk about this,
mm-hmm.
but as I read this article, and y'all, I'm encouraging all of you guys to read and to be in touch, because knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes God can speak to you in ways that you're never even thinking that he's speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes, and I said this, and I, this is a scripture that I hold dear, that the gifts and callings are without the repentance of God,
mm-hmm.
that when God says a thing, he doesn't change his mind. And he showed her that he hadn't changed his mind, but sometimes he says, not now.
Sometimes he says, not now. I mean, you know, the Bible speaks on many occasions about waiting on God, trusting God. I mean, Psalms 37, verses 1 through 8 talk about, you know, waiting on God, and it specifically says, you know, how you are to react. And sometimes you see people do things that they shouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes you see people receive what you think you should receive.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, in Psalms 37, verses 1 through 8, it says that you don't look at what other people are doing. You concentrate on your relationship
mm-hmm.
with God, and you wait on him because he's
mm-hmm.
going to give you and your direction, and he's going to guide you.
Right.
And, you know, to do that, to worry, to get angry, to
mm-hmm.
have anxiety about
mm-hmm.
it, you know, it only brings about harm. It only brings about evil doing. It only brings about disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Disobedience brings about sin, and sin brings about death. So you don't want to disobey. And this young lady was probably, you know, when she said she didn't have a peace, you know, those of us who do our best to not walk in this world
mm-hmm.
and to be transformed, as the Bible says, would understand that. Because
that's right.
God gives you your direction, not man.
And you know what? The media could never really
understand.
Get this deep. And that's why we really, really wanted to present this article this morning. And like I said, we, like everybody else, we love the Olympics. We love sports, and we watch it closely. But bigger than that, I think that this is a word for all of us who feel like someone cut ahead of
mm-hmm.
us in the line, most especially women,
oh, yeah.
because we tend to be covetous of what others have. And what I think more than anything for me, the article says, is that when God has shown you something, when he has something for you, it is indeed for you, no matter what the circumstances look like. And DC and I are going through this right now because the biggest thing that we as people have problems with is waiting. But when you really, really know that God has a call for your life, you'll understand that. And this is really a great message, I think, especially if you're traveling in this morning. And this article, this message, this moment in time in history, even though you might not like sports, you might not think that this is anything, but it's the message that encompasses this whole moment in time. And so if you're on a job, or if you've been fired from a job, or you have aspired to do something great and there's something that has come against you, just know that even though you might fall down, even though the circumstances may not look like they're in your favor, the word tells us that they that wait, the operative word is wait. And so maybe you're in waiting this morning. I bet this is a word for you, because I know it's a word for me. And Dr. Senegal, I
Definitely.
Think it's a word for you.
Definitely.
And so we're going to take a quick break here on that word. And when we come back on point, we're going to be talking about the heat and the dangers of the heat and how we can all make sure that we're on point and healthy during this hot, hot summer. We'll be back right after this.
I got your love. You need to look no further. Know that I stir my love, you'll never need another. Don't you know that? Don't you know that?
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates. And we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. McDonald's of Alexandria owner, Glenda Stock.
We thank you, Glenda, for all that you do for the community, for what you do for On Point. We appreciate you and our community. You know, it's great. We're blessed in so many ways to have great forums and great outlets, but to have this one that's designed the way it is, to speak to the heart of women who sometimes do not have the confidence or self-esteem or the drive or the know-how or the wherewithal. And I think you give a lot of encouragement. I hear so many people talk about if when I'm on your show and I see them then passing in the grocery store, you know. So it's very gratifying to have someone like yourself who is so engaged and committed and very loyal to the mission that you're doing. And I know there's sacrifices that you and your family are making to bring this to life.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and the Credit Union with a Heart. Again, we tell you every single morning, yesterday was no different. We saw another bad accident in the South Traffic Circle. If you've been in a car accident and you need to know what your legal rights are, we want you to phone Brian Kubrow and Associates for an attorney that you can trust that can bring you from point A all the way to the end and to make sure that you get what you deserve. And most importantly, that your health is restored. Here's the number for a free consultation. It's 318-253-0900. And also McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Well, we're talking about the summer heat. And if you're feeling the heat, well, it's not a mirage. From Montana to Louisiana, hundreds of heat records have been slashed. And you know what? It seems like it's getting hotter and hotter. And I talk about it mostly every single morning. It's just the adjectives. The only adjective that I can find to use is that it's sweltering outside. It just feels, it feels even hotter than probably most times what it really is. And so with that said, Dr. Senegal, there are going to be a lot of people, and have been a lot of people already, that are suffering from illnesses that are due to heat. And one of those illnesses is heat exhaustion. Let's talk about how critical and how deadly the sun can really be.
Well, the sun can be very, very, very deadly. And most people don't realize that. They're thinking, oh, I'm outside, you know, mowing the lawn, you know, enjoying the day. It's nice, it's sunny. Just a little hot out here, but not really paying attention to the heat and paying attention to their bodies. Normally, your body temperature is going to be between 96.5 and 99.5.
Mm-hmm.
When a person has heat exhaustion, their temperature goes up to about 103 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to have signs of headaches, dizziness, some nausea, maybe even some vomiting, or just generalized muscle cramps or not really, really feeling very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have excessive sweating. And that's the body's way, when you sweat, to cool yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the signs of heat exhaustion.
And so at what point, because people are out and, and you know, it is, it's really, really tough for people to hear that the heat can be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point do people get to that point where they feel like, okay, I've gotten too overheated? Is there a point where you just kind of know, okay, something is not right?
Yeah, there is a point. You start feeling weak and you start feeling fatigued and drained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know, hey, I've had too much sunlight, and you're sweating excessively. Those are the signs that, hey, I've had too much sunlight. I need to go and cool off.
Because a lot of people, you know, don't really realize, and I don't think that I did until you just said it, that sweat is a cooling mechanism.
Yes.
Because, you know, you just, like, we were outside yesterday at baseball, and we were sweating, and you just think it's really normal when you're out in the heat that you're sweating. In fact, we were sweating, I was sweating so much, and I know DC was, and just sitting there, not doing any activity. And when I got up out of my chair just to move around, get a drink of water, my pants, my shorts were soaking wet. You know, so you don't really think that, I mean, you know, it's hot.
Right.
We live in Louisiana.
Right.
It's humid and it's hot. And it never really occurred to me, maybe I've gotten too hot and I wasn't really doing anything but sitting.
And when you're having that excessive sweating, that's your body's way of cooling off. And it's also your body's way of telling you, hey, you need to rehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And most people will say, well, I'll go get some water. No, when you're in heat and you're sweating like that, you're losing vital electrolytes. Those are the sodium, the potassium, the chloride, things in your body that helps your body to function, those elements that help your body function. And so water's not going to do it.
Really?
It's not going to do it. You have to go and get one of the oral hydration drinks, Gatorade, Powerade.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have sodium. They have the electrolytes in it to put that back into your body to give your body the energy that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we know, Dr. Senegal, how much time in the heat is too much time? Do we have any idea, or does that just vary from person to person?
It varies from person to person. It varies from medical conditions. It varies with your ability of activity versus inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
It varies as far as your body habitus. Are you, you know, overweight, underweight, normal weight? All of those things are variables and factors that lead into whether or not, you know, you can stay out for a longer time versus a shorter period of time. Like somebody who has diabetes who's overweight, they can't stay in the sun for very long, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to somebody who has normal body weight, has no medical issues.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about high blood pressure too.
Longer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with high blood pressure won't be able to stay in that heat for very long, because they'll start to lose their electrolytes as well. And that becomes key vital things when you're a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You start to sweat. When you start to sweat, you know, you lose your body's volume of water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, you got, as a diabetic, you have more sugar in your bloodstream than you normally should have.
Okay.
So now you're losing your water and your body giving off excess water.
Mm-hmm.
Your sugar levels can elevate.
Wow. That is really, really critical to know, especially for our seniors.
Oh, yeah.
And our seniors that may not be out in the heat, Dr. Senegal, but are sitting in houses that don't have air conditioning.
Because you're sitting in a house that doesn't have air conditioning. It's what, 100 degrees outside? Your house is 105.
Right.
So, you know, for our seniors that are sitting in situations like that, get yourself a fan, get yourself a bottle of cool water, and it's not enough to sit with the fan on.
Mm-hmm.
Spray yourself with this cool water to kind of like get, because your body's going to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And if your body's not producing that sweat, that water is going to provide that cool mist sweat and cool your body off.
Mm-hmm. And these are things that we really don't think about. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners, especially if you have seniors that you know live alone or people that you are in your neighborhood, let's go and take a look and make sure that they're okay.
Exactly, exactly. Because with heat exhaustion, there's another situation that is even more severe than heat exhaustion. It's called heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
It's when your temperature, your body core temperature, goes up to over 104 degrees.
Wow.
And in that situation, your body is no longer able to compensate by sweating. Your body no longer sweats.
Really?
Okay, when your body no longer is able to cool off, your core temperature, your body temperature gets a lot higher. In that situation, that's when people, especially our elderly individuals who are in the house by themselves, they will actually start to get confused, have hallucinations, not be able to orient or to think properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself, they'll have like vomiting, they may have nausea, their heart rate will go up, and that in and of itself can lead to heart attacks, strokes.
Wow.
Their kidneys will shut down.
Wow.
Things of that nature. And that's how elderly people end up dying from the heat.
Wow.
And young children.
Lots of dangers. Lots of things. And this is not for us to be reactive or to scare anybody.
Right.
But these are things that can happen. And as the temperatures increase, we want to put you on point about what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, Dr. Senegal, what we can do to prevent it. Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can prevent heat exhaustion and heat strokes from happening in the sweltering, almost triple-digit temperatures that we're experiencing. We're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, it's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a Med-Surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Really, really taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. And later in the show, we're going to remind you about the all-important mammogram. They are giving mammograms for free with money that was raised from the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're going to give you that number and that information later in the show, so stand by for that. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life, plus so much more. And McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're talking about heat exhaustion, and we're seeing it whether we know it or not. And the most important thing I want people to know and we want to share, Dr. Senegal, is that sometimes you're experiencing it and you don't even know. Because I know for us, we're in the boat for long periods of time in the heat where there's no shade in sight. And also we're out doing sporting activities like many people are. And then when you get back home, it's like you just can't get enough hydration. I was experiencing even until late last night.
Yes, those are signs of heat exhaustion.
Get out of town.
Oh, I got this headache. I'm feeling real weak or tired. And then you're just like, oh, I just don't feel good. I just feel drained.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
Somebody just sucked the life out of me. That is heat exhaustion,
uh-huh.
People. I have a headache. Oh, other things that can occur. Your skin starts to feel real hot or warm.
Those and let me just tell you, like Saturday, we had a function Saturday morning, and we stayed out in the heat. And when I got home Saturday, we were set to do something else Saturday afternoon and go to a wedding. I couldn't make it to my cousin's wedding because I was literally, I felt so exhausted that I just, and then I laid down and I went to sleep, and it was like somebody had given me a sedative.
That's exactly right. That is heat exhaustion.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. That's what it feels like.
Wow. And that's scary and that's dangerous. And see, people are experiencing this all the time and they don't
know it. Yeah.
Are there any inherent dangers in that? In just, having that? Because I felt like that was normal. We had been out in the heat. I just felt zapped from the sun and the heat and the sweat. And I felt really, really thirsty, even though I had been hydrating,
What had you been hydrating with?
Water.
No. See? That was your problem. When you're out in the sun and you're actively sweating, you are to hydrate with sports drinks.
Wow. And see, I thought just the opposite.
No.
Hydrate with sports drinks.
sports drinks and our water, but not just water, because you're losing your electrolytes.
Right.
You need those electrolytes in order to replenish your body. Your cells in your body need that sodium,
mm-hmm.
and it needs the chloride, which is in your sweat, which is what you're giving off. Water is only going to give you two elements, oxygen and hydrogen.
Wow.
But your body has lost sodium and chloride, and that's why the sports drinks are important.
Wow. And so there are people just like us that are out in the heat, that are exhausted from the heat, mm-hmm. literally, and have no idea.
Yeah.
And so how do you, so the sports drinks are the way that you reacclimate
your
body? Okay.
Your body with the electrolytes that you have lost. That's the way to replenish your body.
Good yeah. deal. That's great information. Now let's talk about, go ahead.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Muscle cramps are very, very much so prevalent with heat exhaustion. My husband works.
And CDC was having
yeah.
muscle cramps
on
Saturday.
Yeah, very much so. My husband works at Boise Cascade. It's
mm-hmm.
hot there.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him all the time. He used to drink, and my husband's a diabetic, has hypertension. I tell him, look,
wow.
you got to drink your sports drinks. If you have diabetes, hypertension, then get the Gatorade that's a zero, that doesn't have that much carbs
mm-hmm.
in it and that much sodium, but
okay.
you got to put some of it in. He comes home all the time with muscle cramps. That is a sign of heat exhaustion. That is pretty much the number one sign that most people get.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get all of these other signs, but you know something's wrong, or they will know something's wrong when those muscles start to cramp.
Wow. And I kept saying Saturday, I
mm-hmm.
am so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't have any business being that
right.
tired.
Right.
You know, and then I'm starting mm-hmm. to think, well, just everything is taking a toll. Well, no, I was just thinking, well, maybe I've been working too hard. Maybe just
no, it was
things have taken a toll on me, but I was just tired. But the sun can really, really, really be
yeah.
very, very deadly.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, you can have a heat stroke probably just as quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And so when people come to get treated, what's the form of treatment for those people?
Okay. Usually when they come to get treated, they're in a situation where they can't rehydrate themselves. And so they have to get IV fluids in
mm-hmm.
order to rehydrate. And usually after a liter or maybe 2 liters of IV fluids, because the IV fluids have sodium
right.
and sodium chloride in
right.
it, which means it's like salt water that we give through the
okay.
IV, so it replenishes them. Usually IV fluids will do it in order to get the person to where they need to be. If they're having nausea or vomiting, we give them anti-vomiting, anti-nausea
uh-huh.
medicine,
right.
something like Zofran or something like Phenergan.
Okay.
And that's usually when you come in, like to an urgent care
mm-hmm.
Or to a hospital. That's usually the treatment. Now, if you're in the heat stroke index where your temp is over 104, you know, there are other measures that may need to occur. You know, what I talked about as far as like the fan and the cooling
mm-hmm,
mist.
The mist. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes immersion in ice, sometimes packing ice to the neck, the armpits, and the groin, which are the areas that sweat the most. You could actually do that at home.
Right.
When you come in and you know you're heat exhausted. But those are the measures that we take in the hospital. Sometimes in the hospital, instead of giving just the IV, the IV fluid is cooled down
mm-hmm.
a couple of degrees in order to help to bring your body temp down.
Now, a lot of people think, as you're saying that, because I know, especially for me,
mm-hmm.
when I'm out in the heat, and we know now that we need those sports drinks to replenish
mm-hmm.
that sodium that we're losing.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is a cold, cold bottle of water is what I want. Is that dangerous or is that okay?
It's not dangerous, but you don't want to just do water. If you can't tolerate or you don't really like those sports drinks, then alternate the sports. Do one of the sports drink, one bottle of the sports drink,
mm-hmm.
one bottle of the cold water,
mm-hmm.
and alternate them. But you have to do some oral rehydration. You have to.
And you just treated somebody.
Oh yeah, I just treated somebody just recently at the urgent care that I moonlight at. An elderly person came in. Temp was tip was actually 100.4 on this person.
Wow.
Didn't have an etiology or a reason for the temperature. Didn't have any
etiology, meaning no
meaning
history?
Meaning no source.
Okay.
No source. He wasn't sick.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have an infection. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you run fevers, you have an infection. Didn't have any infection. Didn't have any other issues that could have caused this fever. He came in and he said, I just feel drained.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel drained. I feel exhausted. I feel so tired. And he goes, you know, and I feel nauseated and I feel like I want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I have a headache, all signs of heat exhaustion. So I asked him,
wow,
were you outside today? He goes, yeah. I said, what were you doing outside? He was like, oh, I was just sitting outside,
mm-hmm.
Not doing much of anything, just sitting outside. I said, did you have a hat on? He goes, no. I said, were you sitting in the shade? He goes, no, not really. And so I said, okay, how long were you out there? He was like, about 3 hours. And that's when I said, okay, sir, you have heat exhaustion, and this is what you're experiencing. We gave him some IV fluids, a liter of IV fluids. And as soon as he finished up the liter, he goes, I feel so much better.
Wow. Amazing. And, y'all, this is why this conversation is so critical, because we have not even, I think, embarked upon mm-mm. the heat that we're going to embark upon.
Oh,
and the record-breaking numbers may already seem big, and they're really hard to put into context. But the National Climatic Data Center says that they have been tracking these numbers and they for more than a year, and they are just record-breaking. And they are promising that it is going to get even hotter. You're on point, everybody. It's summertime, and we want to make sure that you and your family are safe this summertime. We'll be back right after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Melody Beatty.
I want you to talk about codependency and why you wrote that book.
It just seemed like the right thing to do at the time. There were no other options. There wasn't therapy. There wasn't help for people with problems. We didn't think the children could be addicts or alcoholics yet.
Back. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. Like a good neighbor, they're in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. And here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts? If you're just joining the OPT Network, what an important conversation we're having with Dr. Senegal, who I think is one of the smartest doctors in Central Louisiana, especially at really if you're looking for a doctor, just a general practitioner that can really be on point about what's going on with you. That's Dr. Senegal. She's at Senlaw Urgent Care, and we're talking about heat exhaustion and heat strokes. And I was telling Dr. Senegal during the break, I brag and boast of drinking a lot of water because I always have. I love water. I drink water all throughout the day. But we're finding that it's just not enough. And we don't want anybody to have a heart attack in the heat and not know why.
Exactly. Look, when you are drinking just water, once again, you're not giving yourself that very, very, very vital element of sodium.
Uh-huh.
Your heart uses sodium to pump. Your muscles use sodium in order to contract in most cases. And so when you're not rehydrating with that oral rehydration drink, when you're not drinking the Gatorade, when you're not drinking the Powerade, you're not getting the sodium. So if you're drinking only water, you're not getting sodium.
And I really want to drive that home because I'm getting some Powerade this morning after I leave here.
At least for you water drinkers, are you water lovers, at least drink one bottle of this, of the Gatorade or the Powerade to the one or two bottles that you're drinking of the water. You can drink your water, but, if you're going to drink two bottles of water, why not make one the Gatorade or the Powerade where you can get your sodium back, and then the other one water, or alternate the two. You definitely need that sodium. Our elderly individuals who have heat exhaustion or heat stroke actually have those issues where it becomes fatal when they don't have that sodium there. They're thinking in their house, well, I'm drinking water, the fan is on, but they're still sweating, they're still losing the sodium.
And but like you said about the gentleman that you talked about, and we see it all the time during
He said, I drank water.
But he was sitting outside probably on the porch, and older people do that all the time.
I said, sir, were you mowing the lawn? Were you doing something? He said, no, I was just sitting there. You're just sitting outside enjoying the day.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about, Dr. Senegal, some of the things that we can do to prevent heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
Well, one of the first things is most important, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. That means, you know, drink your Gatorade, your Powerade, and or your water with the Gatorade.
And let's talk Powerade. About those all-important sodas that people love.
Oh, my goodness.
Not hydration.
Stay away from the caffeine, people. Stay away from the caffeine. The caffeine is not a good thing, okay? Just definitely not a good thing. Stay away from that.
Okay.
If you can.
So it's not hydration.
It's
that
not
doesn't
hydration.
Count as hydration.
Tea is not considered an oral hydration.
Not a substitute for
not
water
a substitute
or
for water or basically for the Powerade.
Okay.
Okay, because tea is a diuretic. It makes you go to the restroom. It'll make you lose whatever you drank. You'll lose it.
Okay.
Because you're urinated out.
Okay.
Okay.
So the first thing we need to do, especially in the heat, is stay hydrated. What's the next thing?
The next thing is wear comfortable clothing. You don't want clothing that's tight on the body. You want clothing that that is loose on the body. You want to remove as much of the clothing as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shorts, a tank top, shorts, or a blouse, or a linen.
Mm-hmm.
Something that can breathe,
okay.
basically, is what
mm-hmm.
you want to have on. Okay?
Okay.
And then you also, for those of you who work outside in, like, lawn surfaces, if you can, you want to work between the hours of 6 and 12.
Okay.
Shut it down at 12 noon when it's the hottest, if you can, and then pick up when the sun is down or when
mm-hmm.
the sun's about to go down. Pick up around 6 to 8 again. Don't be out there between 12 and 5,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, the hottest time
mm-hmm.
of the day, because that puts you at risk for having the heat exhaustion
right.
or the heat stroke.
Yeah. Or even a heart attack.
You're right.
You know, and we were talking to one of our friends yesterday that,
mm-hmm.
that has a lawn service, and he was telling DC, he said he can only stay out there for a limited
yeah.
time because of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's so hot
right.
that I've got to shut the mowers down
mm-hmm.
or they will overheat
right.
and burn up. And you were saying
right.
that the body is much the same.
The body's the same thing. Your body's going to let you know when you've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's going to tell, you're going to just, your body will let you know.
Absolutely.
If you're out there sitting in the sun, especially for tomorrow, you know, enjoying the 4th
mm-hmm.
of July, and you start feeling real tired, real
mm-hmm.
sleepy, that's your body telling you, okay, you're going into heat exhaustion.
Right. And let's remind everybody that's mm-hmm. going to be out, because we know people are going to be out everywhere
right.
on tomorrow. People
right.
are going to be at lakes. People
mm-hmm.
are going to be at family gatherings. An important thing that I have never seen in coolers is some sort of Powerade/Gatorade
exactly.
type rehydration.
That needs to be in the cooler.
I've never seen that in any cooler
right,
at any function
right,
that I've ever
right.
been to.
And, you know, those soft drinks don't need to be in the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
They have no hydrative value.
They have none.
You know, and I know
none.
That people are going to still want to drink their cold drinks.
And the alcohol, too.
And the alcohol, too.
Because the alcohol causes, you know, dehydration, the alcohol too, you know, that's another issue that has no rehydrative properties.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's get a quick break here, but we'll be back.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Now, you know, you just dampened somebody's spirits when you said no alcohol.
That's okay.
Alcohol and the heat probably just are not mixing. Go ahead.
Okay. We were just talking, saying, okay, I might have burst some of you all's bubble with the alcohol thing, but look, it's not that you can't have your alcohol, but you can't just drink alcohol when you're out there, okay? You got to rehydrate with the oral hydration,
mm-hmm.
the Gatorades and stuff like that. You know, you just can't drink the alcohol.
And especially for those people, Dr. Senegal, that have underlying health problems and
yeah.
maybe don't know it and they're just
right.
drinking
right.
and out there, you know, in the heat. That's just
right.
a deadly, probably, combination.
Yeah, it's a very deadly combination. You know, for individuals who have hypertension or high blood pressure, diabetes, heart issues, who have issues like gastrointestinal issues, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, for parents of kids who have ADHD, very
mm-hmm.
important. Your kids need to be hydrated, and they need to have the oral hydration drinks available for them.
Absolutely. And I know, and I've said it many, many times about those parents who, I know a lot of the kids, as ours are playing mm-hmm. football right now,
right.
and we're playing a combination of football mm-hmm. or training
right.
and baseball all at the same time. And sometimes the kids have power drinks out there, and sometimes mm-hmm. we just send them with water because we're big water drinkers once again.
Right.
So let this be a wake-up call for all of us, not just the kids, not just adults, but our seniors as well, that we gotta stay
exactly.
hydrated. And what should we limit ourselves to the sun for so many hours during this extreme heat?
Once again, it depends on your medical conditions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're diabetic, you have high blood pressure, you have heart disease, yes, you need to limit yourself. And the time that you limit yourself depends on your body habits, whether you're, you know, within the normal weight, whether you're overweight,
mm-hmm.
all of those factors kind of play into accordance as to what you should do. Your body will let you know. Okay, so once you start having those symptoms of, okay, I feel like the life is being
mm-hmm.
sucked out of me,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling nauseated,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting a headache, I'm whatever, back off. And what you do to rehydrate yourself, get the oral hydration drinks, the Gatorade, the Powerade,
mm-hmm.
Put ice packs to the neck,
mm-hmm.
the armpit, and the groin area. These are the places where you sweat most and where you're going to lose most of your body, your water
mm-hmm.
from your body or from the sweat
mm-hmm.
from your body. So that's going to help to cool you down.
So the neck, the armpits,
and
the groin.
Ice. Yes, ice packs to those areas to cool off. You want to get in front of the fan.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that available to you, and get one of the spray bottles and spray cool water
mm-hmm.
To the face, to the neck, to the armpits,
mm-hmm.
the groin,
mm-hmm.
just all over the body
mm-hmm.
just to kind of cool off. Those are the measures that you can take to cool off. And then for those who are playing sports, once again, just like with the lawn activities, you want to make sure that you do those things and those who exercise in the mornings and then in the evenings.
Right.
You don't do that at the hottest times of the day.
Absolutely. And these are just really, really wise tips.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are common sense, and sometimes we think that we're invincible, but we're not. The sun mm-hmm. can be deadly, and so we want people to use that wisdom, Dr. Senegal.
And one more thing, you're just like, well, I don't have any of that stuff available to me. You have a cold or a cool shower available to you. Go in the shower, put the cool water on, and stay there for about 10, 15 minutes. That is another way of cooling your body off.
Absolutely, because I know that you don't mm-hmm. want to see any of those people in urgent care.
Definitely.
And we don't want to hear about anybody having heat strokes or
right.
heat exhaustion. But the fact of the matter is,
mm-hmm.
as temperatures are continuing to climb, not just in Louisiana, but throughout the country. So
right.
we want to remind every single person, and I'm reminding myself as I'm reminding you and my family, that we've got to use some wisdom and know that the sun can be deadly. Dr. Senegal, as always, you're always on point. We want to thank you for bringing such valuable and really common sense information that we never really think about. And this is what it's about,
mm-hmm.
y'all. We say all the time, knowledge is power.
Definitely.
The more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are to prevent heat exhaustion and heat strokes. Y'all, it is hot. It is summertime, but we can, when we know better, do better. And we want to make sure we're looking out for our seniors, not sitting out on the porch for too many hours at a time, especially during the heat of the day. Well, it's Tuesday, and it feels really tranquil, but it's hot out there. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back.
Stuck in this rut again. Ooh, I don't know what to do. And I haven't got a friend in the world. No, 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 baby, not even you. But situation number two ain't bad. But number nine ain't good. Well, I thought I was riding really high. Oh,
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is in my bag. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Listen, if you're looking for a great time, great fun, great food, it's happening in Of Oyles Parish. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone for those screenings, no better time than to do it now. Is 318-442-0106. And let me just tell you, every conversation that we have is so enlightening for us, and we hope that it's enlightening for you, because you know what? That just answered my question about why I was so exhausted, and probably why you're so exhausted as well, and you just don't know why. It's the heat. And talking about the heat, DC, I gotta mention the first annual summer heat event that happened this past weekend at the Dillard's Cosmetic Department. Ladies, you guys showed up and you showed out. And we want to thank all of the ladies that made this event an incredible, incredible success. And you know, Thursday, we had the conversation with the ladies from the Dillard's Cosmetic Department, and I texted the ladies back on Friday, and I said, the conversation really, really made me think about having sunblock. And that's one of the things that we didn't talk about with Dr. Senegal, but I know that she would echo the fact that we all, no matter what our skin color and type is, no matter if we believe that we have so much melanin in our skin that we can't burn, we all need to have sunblock. And let me tell you, every morning now that I put my makeup on, I got a sunblock for my face. Because working in cosmetics for years and years, I met so many women of color, including my own mom, that got those dark splotches that just seemed to show up from nowhere on her cheeks and in certain parts of her face. And we never really knew, because we were saying, what happened? Skin was beautiful for years and years and years. And then as she got older, she started having these just splotches. Well, come to find out, that's all been from years and years of sun damage that is just now showing up. So, you know what? We were saying it as Dr. Senegal was leaving the building. The more knowledge we have, the more powerful we are. My whole life, my mother always said, when you know better, you're supposed to do better. So we're having these conversations and we're trying to empower you with knowledge, but we can't just sit on our laurels and pretend that we didn't hear it. Or you can't just say, yeah, that's good information, I didn't know, DC.
Right.
You gotta be proactive. You know, you gotta take the information. And when we ask you to go out and do things, we're only asking you to do it because we know it's going to make you better. When you get better, your family's going to get better. And when your family gets better, your community gets better. And when your community gets better, your state gets better. That's why we want to empower you to read. Because when you read, your kids will want to read. And then they're not just doing what we say, they're doing what they see us do. And it carries more impact. And so we read all of these books and we go, I mean, listen, every author, DC, that we've had on the show, at the end of the conversation, they spend that extra time, including Bishop Jakes. Bishop Jakes said to us, thank you for actually reading the book. Because there you hear all, and that's what we were telling him. We said, you know what, we've seen you do these media interviews all across the country on every show in America, and nobody has really been on point about what this book really is. So what we do is we try to dig down into the crux of what the author is trying to bring to the reader, and we try to embody the best of the book. But in order for you to really, really get it, you got to put your own eye gates on it. We only have a limited time with all of the people, and we really want you to get it. And the book that comes to mind right now is Making the Shift by Beverly Flaxington. It is a book that when you're going through the seasons in life that are changing, there's a shifting. There is a shift that is happening.
Right.
And you see, we really want people to be empowered with the knowledge. And she talked about the vacuum, and in the book, just opened me up because I'm in the vacuum. I hate that.
Absolutely. And that shift was very important because a lot of people are trying to stay in the thing that they're in and they don't really understand it's time to make the shift and it's time to go through a different process. And a lot of times it'll look like decrease, but it's really increase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to have some type of roadmap to kind of explain to you what's actually going on with you at that particular time. And that's what that book was doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very important book.
It's a very, very important book. And what I learned from the book was just absolutely incredible, because we don't read just to read. But let me tell you, we've been so blessed that we have gotten authors from all across the country, even people like Bishop Jakes, that we have gotten on their radar. And they say, we would love to present our book, our information on point. We are blessed to have that. We don't want to just bring you this information in a vacuum and you don't do anything with it. And I'm looking at the cover of the book, Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get to where you want to go. And what I learned from the book is something that DC had been telling me for years about being in the vacuum and about thinking through the situation. And what I started to understand about our relationship that I guess we've always known is that DC and I are like yin and yang, and that we both bring, you know, I'm probably pie in the sky, and he's analytical, and he is methodical, and, you know, is a thinker. But we can all become thinkers, but we've got to get acclimated to how to do that and how to think around a situation. Not to just, it's not enough for us to just tell you to live your dream, but to tell you how to go through the thought processes of how to do that. And that's what Beverly's book did. And we're going to bring her back because she has so much to say. And she's a behaviorist. I don't even know if that's a word, but all of her degrees are in some sort of behavioral science and the way that people think and going through all of that. And she's a professor at a university, and she's just such a great thinker. And that's why we wake up every single morning with the excitement and the vigor and the zeal that we have, is because, DC, we want people to really become thinkers.
Absolutely.
And the only way that we can do that is to bring you the best people in the world to help you to do it. But, you know, I was reading an article just yesterday, and it was saying that it's never too late to be and to live your dream. It's never too late. Some people will say, I'm too old. Some people will say, I don't have enough money. Some people will say, I don't have enough education. Well, there are so many excuses, and Beverly talks about that in the book. What is stopping you? And when you get past those barriers and you bring those barriers down, you'll know that what God showed you, even if it was years and years and years and years and years and years ago, that he hadn't changed his mind. So we want every single person to make your shift. And we want you to start in your mind, in your thinking. You're on point, everybody.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a med-surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, you can phone her at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. Doesn't matter if you have a domestic vehicle or if you have a foreign vehicle. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest Beverage messages, please log on to www.beresponsible.com. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team on Elliott Street. Listen, if you're looking for healthy hair, great style, a great weave, or whatever your heart's hair desires, you can get it at Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team. The number to phone for an appointment, here it is. It's 318-442-7204. You know, I just want to remind everybody this morning that we will be working tomorrow on the 4th of July, so we're super excited about that. But we want to remind you, and we'll remind you again tomorrow as you're celebrating, make sure that you remain hydrated, not just with water or beer or sodas or whatever your beverage of choice is. Make sure that you put some sort of Powerade, some sort of Gatorade in the cooler, especially for kids who are going to be running. I was telling Dr. Senegal before she left, I said, sometimes I feel so great out there sweating because I'm like, I hadn't done a lick of exercise, and I know I must have burned some calories because I'm soaking wet, and it's just the opposite. We've got to be careful in the heat. We've got to be mindful. We've got to be mindful for our seniors, for our kids, and even for ourselves, because that unexplained exhaustion from the heat is heat exhaustion, and I had no idea, and I'm sure many of you didn't either. And like I said, D.C. was cramping up as well, and it's just so dangerous, and it's more dangerous when you don't know. So now that we've been informed, let's do better. Let's stay hydrated. Let's stay on point. Let's make sure that no one is in the emergency room or at a doctor's office because you haven't done those simple, very basic things that we can all do to stay healthy and to stay whole during the heat. And as the temperatures climb, it's only going to get worse. And we were talking to Patty Davis yesterday down in Washington, and she talked about that part of the country being ravaged by storm and them not having any heat until Friday. And it's been widely reported on the news as well. So our hearts and prayers go out to all of the people that have been affected by the storms and also the fires. And we want to remind you also as well about the heat and the dryness of the grass and the fireworks that are going to happen. So a lot going on, a lot to talk about, but you guys are absolutely fabulous. And as always, it's our great pleasure to spend the very best part of our morning with you talking about things that are life-changing. Thank you guys so much. We love you. God loves you even more than that.
So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. And change starts where? With you and with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. Stay hydrated. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com.